Phil Trill, first of all, congratulations on yesterday. Second of all, the video has gone viral of the pep talk that took place before the penalty shootout, and it does show the spirit of this particular team, that every single one listened so attentively and knew exactly what they had to do before the shootout. And that must have been wonderful as well to you've probably seen it, but for those of us who hadn't seen it, it was brilliant to see this kind of, I suppose, spirit that's in this team.
First of all, thanks for having me, John. And we're delighted about yesterday. But the video's kind of gone viral now. And I suppose we'll probably need a swear jar soon this week in the club. Look, it shows, I suppose, how much these ladies care and how much they really want to compete at the highest level. The lady in question, Jenna Slattery, has been exceptional for us. And, you know, at 19 years of age is given speeches like that. And I suppose that one has been caught on camera. But, you know, there's other instances where Lindsay McKee comes in, you know, Trey speaks, Jamie speaks, Jess speaks. The real, I suppose, thing for us is trying to get this team, I suppose, where it looks after itself and it manages itself in that regard. And I think we're definitely in a really positive place right now. And we said that before the game yesterday, actually. We, as a management staff, we were really happy with the performance we were going to put in, because everybody's on the same hymn sheet and the players care so much. So look, we're over the moon for them, and obviously, exposure is really important for our ladies, and you know, identifying the people and the crowd and support that can come down now and support them in the final, it'll be great for us.
It's crucial for a club in their first season like Galway United to be seen to be doing well, and that's something that ye have done. I mean, you were top of the table, a couple of league results didn't go your way, but then ye really took on this All-Ireland Cup competition and you had that fantastic result up north, and then the other two results, and that brought us through to yesterday and that game at Wexford, and then having to come from a goal down, you know, is not the easiest thing to do either. But overall, I mean, it has, you mentioned about the profile and about the fact that people are now noticing this team exists. It's fantastic to see in a final in your first season as Galway United women.
Yeah, listen, and it's credit to the support that Galway United have been able to offer us and the structures they've been able to put in place. You know, from day one, they've been so open and so trusting of myself and my staff and the players, their judgment and their opinions, and the club structure has been really, really forthcoming in helping in any way possible. Obviously, in your first year, I know, well, I'll be really honest, I know a lot of people had kind of said, they'll be lucky to finish kind of bottom or second last or anything like that. But the people within the group and the real people, I suppose, who have been watching for the last number of years have been seeing the undercurrent of talent kind of simmering within Galway. And I suppose now we're just kind of trying to bring it to the boil. And this is a long-term thing, being really honest. You know, this is a long-term thing for the next number of years. And we have bigger and big ambitions for the club and where we can see it moving forward. But I suppose be at this point in our journey so early is really refreshing. And it's an opportunity we have to go forward and take.
Let's talk about the game itself. As I said, you went a goal down. You know, well, I think it was the 52nd roster, I think, got the goal, and you had to fight hard to get the equaliser. And it was, if anyone sees the equaliser, we'll see what was, you know, a bit of a scramble, but determination to get that ball into the net. Was it a sense of relief when that equaliser went in?
Yeah, definitely. I would say we were really good in the first half. They had a goal on scramble, but we were excellent in the first half. And then the goal we concede is really poor. But the only thing I will say about it being really poor is the positive is it's so easy fix. And it's so easy fix, and it will be fixed this week. And the players know themselves it wasn't to their standard. But the things we're asking them to do, you know, we're asking them to be really, really concentrated for 90 minutes. And sometimes that will happen when there be a lapse of concentration. And I'm really, really proud of how they responded and kind of dug in and came together. And, you know, for 5 minutes after we conceded from Jarrett, we kind of, I suppose we went playing a bit long and stuff, and it got messy and scrappy. And then we kind of settled and the adrenaline kind of relaxed. And Really good move, moved the ball well. Gemma McGuinness plays a great pass to Kate Thompson, and she lifts it over the upcoming Claudia Keenan. And then from then on, John, I think there was only one team that was going to win it. We had a couple of issues kind of cleared off the line and chances. And even in the first half, we had a goal kind of, I would argue, wrongly disallowed for offside just before half time. So I think on the balance of play, I've just watched back the game this morning. On the balance of play, we probably deserve to win. But when you go to penalties, it's a lottery, and I didn't even watch them, being honest. I couldn't watch them, so I only watched them back this morning.
Yeah, and now did you feel the same nerves as because I had two screens going between yourselves and the hurling yesterday, and you know it was one of those you couldn't watch either of them, to be honest. But I mean, even but one thing, in fairness, and the winner, the one that decided it, was so well taken. You know, the keeper got a bit of a hand to it, but there was no stopping it, and it was the delight once the full time whistle went and it was clear that she had qualified for the final. You could see the pure joy in the players' faces, and that must have been so heartening to see as well, because it meant so much to them.
Yeah. Listen, it's great. The penalty, first of all, obviously the keeper gets a hand to it, but Gemma is so powerful as an athlete. You know, she can strike the ball so cleanly and well, that there's so much power behind it. Even if the keeper does get a touch to it, that you'd always fancy her to score. Like the joy and the celebrations. That's why we were in this position, and that's why like myself and the staff are in the position. We're not in the staff to. To, I suppose, take over the world, rather than we're in the staff to try and help these ladies have an opportunity and get the best out of them, and it's so joyous to see how much it means to them, and how much it means to them to represent Galway United. It is really, really positive, and I suppose, you know, we started back on the 7th of January, and we're only halfway through our season, by the way, but we started back on the 7th of January, and we've just in training alone, like, we've made over 100 events this year. And that's nothing to do with hours. Like, you're talking about 250 to 300 hours, if, even excluding some matches, that we've had contact time with our players this year. And that's an amazing level of commitment for our players. And it's an amazing level. And it's credit to them that they get an opportunity now to play in the final, because they deserve this and they deserve so much more support. And I'm really excited to see how we perform in the final.
Now, there's no word, as we're talking, no word on when the final will be, because it depends on Cork City and Cliftonville, who are playing. This, does it matter? Does it bother you? I mean, there's been speculation about it maybe being a name in DC Park, or possibly a kind of a home and away arrangement with whoever the other side are. Does it bother you? Does it really matter that much where you play the particular final? Is that the fact that you're in the final is the important thing?
Oh yeah, look, like it doesn't really matter too much about being in the final, you know, in terms of where it is. I think Galway United, I think the plans are already in place to get a supporters bus to the final. I think some people in the Maroon Army and some of the old diehards are there. They're already pushing the support to try and get a bus for this final, whenever it is and wherever it is. I think there's an issue with international fixtures next week if it's Cliftonville that qualify. So we might have to wait until the week after to play the final. But if Cork City win, then I think we play next Saturday or next Sunday. I think it's maybe next Saturday. Both teams are good teams. The competition came at the right time for Cork. I felt all season they've played quite well. They've been unlucky in a couple of games, and they've won three on the bounce now, and they'll be really confident today. And likewise, Cliftonville won the first two games and then drew with Sligo Rovers. And they came out of a tough group as well, and they're a good opposition to face. So I think it'll be a really good game. I think it'll be a tight game, whatever way it goes, say. And then we just look forward now, I suppose, to getting the confirmation of the date. So I suppose ladies can plan their work, etc., around it. And then we'll just really focus on working hard towards the opposition and improving ourselves again and again. Because again, I'll be frank, I suppose yesterday we played and we probably should have won, but in normal time, but there's still so much more potential in this group, so much more potential. And that's the really, really exciting thing. And I suppose it's great to have a game that elongates your season and gives you a new opportunity to develop and play and perform.